Happy July. This is Jan Brett, and this is my July Hedgegram. Every month, I write a little about what is going on in my professional life for all those interested in the process of writing and illustrating a children's book. July holds a special place in my heart because of Independence Day. My daughter retired from the Marine Corps a year ago after 22 years. I feel very fortunate to have met her colleagues in the Marines. They are some of the most outstanding people I have ever met. The Marine Corps is an amazing institution because it is based on merit and motivation. Writing from our cabin in the Berkshire Hills in western Massachusetts, where we spend the summer, it's very conducive to my illustrating. I get lots of exercise, which is great for my mood and helps balance all the sitting I do at my art desk. I go to my husband Joe's concerts with the Boston Symphony, but most of the time I can really focus on my work. When I talk to school children or on my book tour, I always find myself mentioning that when illustrating a book, you're creating a world. One needs first imagination, and second, lots of alone time to sink into another realm. I should also add that reading books and loving books since childhood has opened the path for writing for me. I have been writing and illustrating a book a year for 38 years, but I can't take credit for all the planning and inspiration. It is hard to put in words, but once a person puts their mind into a creative project, another less conscious force kicks in, and in the best of times, the state of mind expands and propels one's work. It is rather mysterious. Some of my books are set in familiar territory, snowy scenes and northern places like Scandinavia. I love snow, and some people expect snowy books from me. But for every beautiful snowflake and snow-covered tree, there are beautiful flowers, birds, and creatures that live in warmer places. This year's book is set in India, in the distant past. I like to say, in a time when tigers wore clothes and peacocks spoke. I have been poring over all my art books on Mughal paintings and Indian court paintings from the 16th to the 19th century, and my mind does a leap every time I open their pages. I remember loving and wanting to emulate the Persian miniatures I saw at the museum school and at the Museum of Fine Arts in Boston as a child. Looking back, I feel like I was walking next to a treasure trove that I didn't explore. I love the opaque water technique and fine detail. The color palette is very different than European art. If it were music, European art seems more in a major chord, and the Mughal sensibility is more of a minor chord. I see similarities with Japanese coloration. I may have bitten off more than I can chew because a thorough study of the artwork created during this time would be vast and complex. I will rely on our trip to central India, to Madhya Pradesh, to help me along with the wildlife, and especially tigers, who are the central characters of my story. I dearly wish I could take another trip to take notes on flowers, trees, and gardens as I fixated on birds and animals on my trip. It is a lot to take in. My illustrations so far have taken about twice as long as I planned, and I dearly hope as the book gets rolling, I will speed up. In the meantime, it is exciting and inspiring to explore my new world. Happy reading, your friend Jan Brett.